3 o'clock growl. What's up? Hey, look. Look. Gigantic night in L.A. sports. We just got word we were expecting David Price to get the start for the Dodgers tonight against the Giants. Instead, we're going to have an opener, as they say. Corey Knebel is going to be the opener
for the Dodgers. Is it
Knebel
or Knebel?
I never.
Knebel?
Is it Urias or Urias? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Knebel. I'm just going Knebel. I'm not going to worry too much about that. I'm not going to sweat it. It is Urias. So tonight it is going to be Corey Knebel, and we would assume that after that we're going to get David Price, right, Greg?
Yes, David Price is going to be following the opener.
So you get Corey Knebel to start, you get David Price, and then the bullpen carries it the rest of the way. Ideally, you get a few innings from David Price, ideally. So, big night. We are absolutely in a flat-footed tie for first place in – why do
you
laugh when I say that?
You're just making it a thing. I love it.
It's a flat-footed tie.
Sure.
Is that not an expression?
It's not an expression, but it has become one because of you.
Greg, is that an expression?
I'm looking it up right now. Flat-footed. Flat-footed is a thing, but I'm not seeing anything of flat-footed tie anywhere.
Flat-footed tie. Maybe I've
Being
invented
caught
this.
Flat-footed.
You've totally invented it.
Flat-footed.
Totally invented it. Excellent. Well, it's brand new, everybody. Flat-footed tie. And, of course, the Dodgers and the Giants have exactly the same record. We're 134 games into the season. Both teams 85-49. Only 28 games left. And if the Dodgers can find a way to sweep this weekend, and don't forget, after tonight, it'll be Julio Urias tomorrow, and it'll be Walker Buehler on Sunday, and the Giants have bullpen games in both of those. So I feel like if we sweep, it is turn out the lights, the party is over, and we are officially going to run to our eighth consecutive division title. Am I overstating that, Momo?
A little bit, but probably not. You're probably going to be right.
Greg, you're saying it would be nine straight?
Nine straight division
nine
titles.
Straight. Wow. Straight. Even this, it feels like this is the first time we've had a race, right?
Yeah,
have we had any
right.
other races? We've won
Not
this
really.
Division comfortably.
Well, no, they had the game 163 against the
Colorado
Rockies
yeah.
about, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
Walker Buehler pitched game 163 and won that game.
By the way, Greg, we've talked about this earlier in the week, but if you get one starter for a one, let's say we're in a one game playoff, or let's say we're in game one of the divisional series, do you start Scherzer or do you start Buehler?
Walker Buehler is my first starter.
Me too.
Every
Me
single
too.
Time.
Wow.
Every time. He is the best big game pitcher in all of Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, he's been
invincible. He's had like a couple of minutes here. He's really young.
Every game, go back and look. Game 163, he pitches game sevens. He pitches game fives. Right. He pitches the big games in every series, and he comes out and he wins.
So you
wins.
Think that's game one?
Yeah, game one. Well, yeah, because if you put him in game one, then you can play him again in game five, like or four.
That's true.
You can bring him back in a seven game series. So there's a lot more of that to it. But every time he's out there, he is the best pitcher. It doesn't matter if he gets bases loaded, nobody out. You trust that he's mm-hmm. going to get around that. So I always go with him. And really, I mean, you can't go wrong with Scherzer though. But Buehler is the guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. Yeah, obviously, you can't go wrong with Scherzer. I mean, it's a luxury of riches. Is that a correct expression? My expressions are all off today.
So you're going to make me look
embarrassment of riches.
Embarrassment of riches. Thank you very much. Embarrassment of riches. So I want to throw this out. There is a brand new movie coming out that they're working on right now. It's called Moonfall. And here's the idea. Halle Berry is in this. And the idea is the moon loses its orbit and sets out on a crash course with Earth, and we're all going to die. Now, remember, a single asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs and wiped out the entire planet. What would the moon actually do? It is director Roland Emmerich, the guy that did Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow, so he's got experience in this disaster field. And it has an amazing cast. They've really lined up a great cast, Patrick Wilson, Halle Berry, on down the line. Momo, does this sound like a hit to you?
Could be.
What can you do if the moon is coming at you? It's so stupid.
I like
What are you going to do if the moon is coming at you?
How big is the moon compared to Earth? Like, would this land like a, Would it be like a comet when it lands, or an asteroid?
It's like a mini planet, isn't it?
I don't know. How big
it would
is
wipe
it?
Out humanity without question.
Would it?
Yeah, yeah. It would take off like a quarter of the world. Like it would just cut. It would knock off everything. Yeah, the moon hitting the Earth would be a disaster.
An asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, true.
You know, hundreds of millions of years ago, the moon. And by the way, how are you going to stop it? I'm trying to think. They did this with Armageddon, where everybody went up in a spaceship and they tried to blow up the asteroid. I think they successfully blew up the asteroid.
Let's send the same guys up there.
What are you
going to
do? Blow up the whole moon?
I mean, Will Smith's still available, right?
Yeah, he is.
Blow up the whole moon?
I don't want to blow up the moon. How about some like gigantic lasso?
A lasso.
Just grab it, pull it.
And just like lasso it around and then slingshot it back out into outer space.
You know what? You may actually have the right answer. That may be exactly what, for all we know, that could be what they're doing.
I think Will Smith gets up in a jet fighter pilot and they have a gigantic rope and he flies around the moon and lassos it and then pulls it with his really fast plane and out into
really
outer
space. Fast plane.
Really fast and
really
strong
fast.
Plane. Got to be strong. And then slingshots it. That's
back
how
into
work.
Orbit.
Yeah.
Back into orbit.
I solved it.
There's a no idea, Hollywood. Let's pick it up, please.
Let's do it. Let's do
no
it.
More remakes.
The movie is called Moonfall. It's coming out on February 4th of next year.
Well, the astrologers are going to go nuts.
When you think
over
disaster hate movie, it. What's your favorite disaster movie? Because there have been a bunch of these.
I did like Armageddon. I can play that song, the Aerosmith song. I like that one.
The Aerosmith song is awesome.
I like Men in Black. That's a good one, too.
But that's not a disaster movie.
Is it? Okay. Well, give me some good disaster movies.
Well, you know, disaster movies were a big thing in this. Oh, actually, do you remember?
I like Independence Day. That's a good one.
Independence Day is a disaster movie, yeah.
Yeah, I went and saw this in the theaters, opening night.
Nothing like a power ballad from Aerosmith.
Yeah. Liv Tyler, she was in that.
So we used to, my dad used to go to spring training all the time. He was in the 80s and the 70s. He was a fan of the New York Mets. And so he would go to Port St. Lucie every year. And one year, this is all the way back in like 1970, when he was at Port St. Lucie, they were shooting a movie called The Poseidon Adventure. Have you ever heard of
Poseidon
Adventure?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I've heard
where
that.
Where the ship overturns and all that. And my dad, they were shooting that at Port St. Lucie. My dad wound up as an extra in The Poseidon Adventure. You can't see him anywhere.
That's
cool.
But he
was an extra in The Poseidon Adventure, which was like, it's like one of the coolest things because it's such a legendary movie.
So there are good disaster movies that are like actually good movies. I mean, I thought Deepwater Horizon was actually a good movie.
Now, was that a disaster movie? Well, wasn't that the one just about the oil?
Yeah, that was like a true story. Contagion, actually a good movie.
Oh, there you go.
Super scary and actually kind of came true, didn't it?
Refused
Contagion
to watch it.
Was
refused.
Great.
What about that cheesy one with the rock with the earthquakes? San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Not even the rock.
Twister? How about Twister?
Oh, Twister.
That was
Twister was great.
Yeah.
What was the Tom Cruise one? The World War X, World War Z?
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. That was a good one. I enjoyed that one.
Universal Studios.
He did his own stunts. You know that?
Oh, he does not do it. I hate Tom Cruise always says he does his own stunts. I do not believe he does his own stunts.
Dante's Peak is another Tom Cruise.
Oh, Dante's Peak was another one, yeah.
Earthquake.
Does anybody believe Tom Cruise does his own stunts?
Yes, I absolutely believe it.
Come on.
I do. You don't? You really don't believe it?
I really don't.
Well, he breaks his legs.
There are crazy stunts in one of those Mission Impossible movies.
Come on.
Why would he lie about it, though? Like, he actually grabbed onto a helicopter as it was flying away.
Yeah. Why would he do that?
Because he's crazy.
He's Tom Cruise.
Come on.
I actually do think he did. He broke his legs in one of the Mission Impossible things. Both of them. Mason, you know about that one. Yes, you've admitted to that one.
Maybe one.
Yeah, on the motorcycle. He was in a Mission Impossible motorcycle thing, and he broke both of his legs.
That's stupid.
Because he does his own stunts.
Yeah, oh, I know. Would you say Backdraft is a disaster movie?
Oh, that was a great movie.
Oh, the fire one?
Yeah.
But is that disaster, though? It's really just like houses, you know?
It's just a house burning down.
Apollo 13?
Just that.
Maybe. No, Apollo, it's...
In a way,
but we lived through it.
What's it? It's a Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
Ion Ziering.
What about Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus?
Oh, make it out.
B-movies are my favorite.
I'm in Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. Absolutely. I have a scene with, who's the guy that played Urkel?
Oh, Jaleel White.
Yeah, I'm in that movie.
I met him once, and he does not speak like Steve Urkel.
Not at all.
That's totally a fake voice.
He's more like Stefan Urkel than Stefan Urkel.
Totally cool guy, and all he wanted to know was about fantasy sports when I talked to him. He wanted to know about his fantasy football.
I bet he listens to the station.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's
an
LA guy.
But Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus, if you ever get a chance to see it, I have a real scene. It's probably like a 3-minute scene of dialogue with Steve Urkel.
You are a trained actor.
I am a trained actor. Yep. I was accepted to Yale Drama School. That's for real. Not making that up. Don't forget, Lie of the Day is coming up for you at 3:30 today. If you think you can identify the lie, you'll get a chance to call in, and the first person that does will win a pair of tickets, see the Rams versus Bears Sunday, 1 week from Sunday, at the brand new SoFi Stadium. First time you can see a regular season NFL game with fans at the most beautiful, most incredible stadium that has ever been built. See Matthew Stafford, see Aaron Donald, all the guys. Again, Lie of the Day at 3:30 today. Keep paying attention to everything. And if you want tickets to the game, therams.com/tickets. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's an Effin' Friday. Momo's in for John. Let me just set the table here for what's going to be going on. So, Tuesday launches the brand new fall lineup for 710 ESPN. Travis and Sliwa are going to go. First of all, brand new Keyshawn Morning Show. They make an addition. Max Kellerman is now part of the Keyshawn Morning Show, which is going to be fantastic. It's going to go from 6 until 10. Then at 9:55 sharp, Travis and Sliwa, again, live and local, covering all of our L.A. teams, all of our games. Then me and Ireland from a regular time, 1 to 4, and George Sedano and Cap from 4 to 7. That means from Keyshawn in the morning and then live and local the entire day right here on 710 ESPN. Nobody else can say that. And we just came across a nugget. Somebody tweeted us and said, what'd they say about flat-footed time, Momo?
Apparently, Travis used this in one of his updates.
Ah, it's spread. See, it's becoming an expression.
I think you're getting to him. I think you're in his head.
I'm in his head. I just
he probably didn't even know that it's not a real expression. And you've said it so much, and he's you know, imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is. And you know what I love more than anything else? Flattery. That's the way to my heart.
Yeah,
if you ever
really
want
is.
To know how to really get me on your side, flattery is the way. Bergman knows that.
Yes, I flatter you all the time. You're an amazing person, Mace.
Orale. Thank you. Thank you. You're off to a very good start here.
Have I ever told you that, like, your life could have been David Letterman's life if you had gone that route, Mace?
How do you mean?
I mean, I do think if you weren't a sports radio talk show host, I think you could have been a late night talk show host.
You know, let me just tell you, actually, we got a minute here. So there was a minute there where I had shots at really big things. So
this is a big thing. You're the
Oh, no, this is a huge thing.
Don't,
this is
don't
a
diminish
huge thing.
Your
I love
career.
This thing.
Yeah.
But there was a time when The Later Show. Bob Costas was leaving The Later Show. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The show that came on after The Tonight Show. And
I'm always up for that.
And I was up for it. And David Biancooley from the New York Daily News wrote an article and said he thought the three finalists for the job should be Chris Rock, Greg Kinnear, and me. And
wow.
There were pictures of all three of us
wow.
in the New York Daily News. I thought, man, I have arrived. I'm in the New York friggin' Daily News with Chris Rock and Greg Kinnear. Still to this day, I'm like, I have that article.
Yo, I bet.
I have that article.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have another almost made it story.
Okay.
When I was a year or two out of
college.
By the
way, we all have made it. Everybody here on the show has made it.
But I almost made it big, right? Or, I don't know, it kind of worked out long term.
You are big.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, and not like, you know, well, we'll see. I could have, okay, remember that show Dream Job that ESPN had?
Yes.
I tried out for that.
Really?
I actually did.
Before you worked at ESPN?
Yeah, way before. So I was like probably 23-ish, and I tried out for it, some random casting call that they did at Hollywood and Highland. And our job was to call, like the audition was, they gave you like a sports knowledge test, and I did that. And then I did an audition. They said, you got to call the famous Kirk Gibson home run. And it was all just off the top of your head. You had no prep. There was no like, oh, come in here with some call to do. And I was like, oh, well, I know that one. Right. So apparently I was good on the call. I've never done play-by-play. I don't know. But I did it, and I actually got to the semifinals in New York. And then they cut me very unceremoniously.
But you were right there.
It was right there. Al Jaffe was there. I don't even know.
You made it big by not winning.
Yeah, but it took me like 10 years to finally make it to ESPN after that.
I also
took
went
a long
in for
time after that.
Point.
I was like, man, I was right there. I was right there.
I also went in for Talk Soup at one point.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be so good at those.
I lost. Who did I lose out to? I think I lost out to Joel McHale.
McHale, yes.
Oh,
McHale.
Yeah. He's really good.
And he's way funnier than me. Joel McHale is way funnier than me. So there were a couple of minutes there where I thought, oh, almost. But you know what? I'm not complaining. This is a fantastic gig. I mean, this is like dream job and has been.
Yeah.
We've been here for 16 years.
Yeah, and you go off to Costa Rica whenever you want, and then you come back and shows
there. Did you say go on vacation whenever you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's way better than hosting late night TV.
I've got a couple of things about the golf event next Friday.
Oh.
This is Luis Iniguez. He says, words of advice to you, Mace. Whatever club you hit, best use that club every shot you can. And also, smoke weed. It will help relax you.
That's really good advice.
That's it.
What else you got?
I just played Black Gold. The course is not long. This is Andrew G. But the fairways are narrow. Keep the driver and 3-wood in the bag and only use irons and you will beat Ireland.
Ooh, that's real advice.
It's good advice, too.
That probably is good advice. I hit my 5-iron as good as any club I've got. I think I can live with my 5-iron.
Have you played that course before?
Never.
You need to go out to the course a few times before this match.
Not only what's in your Belinda, not only that.
Well, you gotta drive out
there. I've never played on a real 18-hole golf course.
You need to go and play that course once or twice. You got to get in the car and drive. Got to do it. If you want to succeed, you got to get in the car and drive. Now, Mace, I've been thinking about you. This is my last show for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know
when
I'll be back. I think a couple weeks. But
you'll be back.
I've been here for like 3 weeks straight. This is amazing. It's the longest I've ever done. And I have something for you, Mace. This is my wish for you. This is my advice for you. I just need you to hear this song when you're shooting, when you're hitting the ball, when you're off the tee. I want you to hear this song. You got it for me, Jorge? We got to get to the chorus faster.
What song are you trying to
I don't
to
know. Is it coming?
No, there's no chorus.
Oh, there's ads.
Like,
oh, gosh,
music,
ads. Oh, no, I know.
Music.
But I teed this all up for you. Whenever Jorge's ready. Because I want you to visualize positive outcomes. I want you to get on the tee and see that ball fly. You see positive things happening. You see the ball going straight down the fairway. It's narrow there with your 5-iron.
Are you
I'm really
to play
stalling.
A song? I'm not.
I'm trying. There it is.
Oh.
This is what you can't hear in your head. Steve Mason, can you practice with this? Let it go.
Let it. You know what I'm gonna need.
Yes,
gonna need
this is the song.
I'm gonna need shake it off.
I can't stand this song. This song.
But this
is
song is the
brain.
Embodiment of how you play.
Greg,
you're
you've
loose,
got a daughter, so this probably
you let it go.
You nuts, right?
I hate it.
Does your daughter watch this movie?
She used to. She would watch. This
the cold
is on
never bothered me anyway.
Nonstop.
So actually, what's kind of weird about this.
This is the song, Let It Go, Mace, All of Your Fears.
So I actually saw this show. Did you ever go see the actual musical, Greg?
Oh yeah.
They had something in Disneyland, didn't they? Not the actual, Broadway.
I went and saw that in the theater, Frozen.
So I saw Frozen in the theater, too. Yeah. And actually, the kind of cool thing was, there were a lot of little girls there.
It's so fun.
And they knew every word to every song. They were singing along. It was actually kind of cool.
It's so cute. And they all wear their little princess costumes.
Yes.
Yeah, this is another one. Come on, Mace.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
I'm going to make you a playlist.
See, this was in Sing, so this song got overplayed, too. That's a whole, all
these
songs.
How about I make you a playlist? I'm going to do the Mason playlist. You go out on the course and play this during your whole round.
And you're going to play Shake It Off and Let It Go?
Yes.
What am I, a 12-year-old girl?
Yes. This is how you need to play. Everybody listening knows I'm right. Come on.
Wait, I got an idea. We can play all those motivational songs next week as rejoins.
All right.
Okay, good.
So make a playlist.
I'm sending you. Make a playlist. And we're going to get it without the ads, so I don't have to stall.
Let's get an edge.
My bad. I'm sorry.
How about a little Eminem Lose Yourself?
Okay, that's good, too. That is kind of an Ireland song, though. I'm pretty sure that's on his mixtape.
I think isn't that on everybody's workout mix?
Yeah, yeah.
Way to be current there, Mace.
No, that's still a good one. It doesn't matter.
Is that not on your workout list?
I mean, it's just an Ireland thing, really.
No, everybody.
Ireland has, like, Rolling Stones. He has, like, Start Me Up. Everybody has this one.
Everybody has this one. It's a great workout song. All right, we'll find out. I'm trying to.
Come on, I'm trying to psych you up.
Yeah, I know.
And is it working? Is it helping?
It's working. Yes.
I'm rooting for you. I'm unabashedly rooting for you.
Yeah.
27 strokes is a lot of strokes, man.
26 strokes.
26 strokes. You can absolutely get within 26 strokes.
I have a playlist that I listen to, and it has I don't know how many songs. I can't see, but it has a lot of songs. Right now, these are all songs that I listened to when I was writing this like 6,000 bazillion word story about Kobe in his last year I took weeks and weeks and weeks. And all of them were inspired. I asked him what he listened to, and he gave me a list of things that he listened to because I wanted to get in the zone and I wanted to be like method actor. And so I'll send that to you.
Well, make that playlist for me.
Yeah.
He picked every song?
Not all of. I started adding to some of them myself, but then I did a bunch that he sent me.
Oh yeah, make me that.
I'll send you those. A lot of Jay-Z in there. There was random stuff too.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Send that playlist. Yeah. All right. Lie of the daytime. Boy, a lot of stories today. Have you figured out what the lie of the day is? Somewhere along the line, I said something that is completely false and completely made up. What could that be? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. If you pick out the lie, you will win a pair of tickets to see Rams-Bears next Sunday night at the most spectacular stadium in the world, SoFi Stadium. You can still get tickets, by the way, at rams.com/tickets. But right now, a pair up for grabs if you can identify the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN.
All right. So Mace was in charge of lie of the day. It's very hard for him to tell the truth, actually. So I think his default is to lie and to make up crazy stories, and it's really hard to tell what they are.
Yeah,
but
we
got a big reward for whomever can guess it.
That's right. A pair of tickets to see the Rams and Bears a week from Sunday at the spectacular SoFi Stadium. Lie of the day. Let's see if anybody has figured it out. Let's go to Devin in Los Angeles. Devin, you're on 710. What's up?
What's up, Mace? This was an easy one. The lie of the day is that you get all your money back after 50 years.
That is an absolute fact.
That's a really good guess, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's an absolute fact. Yeah, sorry, Devin.
All right.
Totally true. Let's go. You said go to Alberto. Alberto, hey, you're on 710.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, first-time caller. Thanks for accepting me. My guess is that your dad was in a cameo of a movie.
100% right. Yes, my dad was not an extra in the Poseidon Adventure.
That was so good.
I had that written down. Yeah.
Wait, but question, Mace, were you in the movie with Jaleel White?
I was.
What?
Yeah. Yep, I was.
I thought
about
for
that
sure that was the lie. It was either you or your dad.
First,
maybe
Alberto,
both.
Congratulations. Get a pair of tickets. See Rams Bears next Sunday. I'll be there with you. Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, the whole gang. Congratulations and thanks for following along today, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. And don't forget, you can still purchase tickets at therams.com/tickets. So
nice.
You asked about Megashark versus Crocosaurus. So it is on YouTube. But I cannot, I scanned real quick through it to try to find my part. It's a legit speaking part. Somebody out there, it's on YouTube, find it and tell me what time it is in that movie, like the time code, so I can go back and see it. It's called Megashark versus Crocosaurus. It was for Sci-Fi Network. And it was one of my finest performances.
What role did you play?
I played a colonel who was interrogating Jaleel White.
Oh. Do you remember some of your lines?
I do not. I've had so many roles since then, Momo. It's hard for me to remember. I don't know why. Why is Stephen A. on the soap operas and I'm not on the soap operas?
Well, he's like friends with people who are on soap operas. Like, he legitimately watches Young and the Restless every day. He's a big fan, and I think
is that his show, Young and the Restless?
I think it's Young and the Restless. Maybe it's General Hospital.
It is General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital. I don't want to get it wrong. He's a legit soap fan. Like, he tapes it and watches it. That's his thing.
See, I've got a friend who's in a soap opera, Josh Morrow. Do you know Josh Morrow?
I don't.
Josh Morrow is in, God, I always screw this up. He's in one of the big ones. He is best known for his role on Days of Our Lives. Oh, Young and the Restless. Now, Josh should be able to get me into Young and the Restless, right?
Yeah, should be. I don't know. Could you get him onto ESPN?
He's actually come in and done the show.
Okay, yeah, so you could.
Yeah, he's been in here as a guest.
Yeah, but I mean, you probably couldn't get him on TV, but you could get him on the radio.
Yeah, I'm totally credible as an actor. I really am.
I know, I've seen you. I've actually seen you in some of your acting things, and I think that you are credible.
Yeah. Somebody find that Megashark versus Crocosaurus thing and send me the time.
I am completely not credible as an actress. I've tried.
You've tried?
Not good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really good. I say that with great humility.
Lie of the
but
day.
But I think I'm really good.
We already had it.
Tonight, Dodgers-Giants. Here we go. Flat-footed tie, as I like to say. Identical records.
Yep.
We have got Corey Knebel starting as an opener. David Price likely to follow. So you're flipping right to left really fast, and you're trying to work into the depth of that San Francisco lineup. They're throwing Anthony Desclafani, who the Dodgers absolutely lit up back in July. Lit him up. Didn't even get out of the third inning. Then the rest of the weekend, Giants are throwing bullpen games. Julio Urias for us tomorrow, followed by Walker Buehler on Sunday. I think we're sweeping this thing. And I think if we sweep this thing, Momo, I think it's over. I think it's a punch to the mouth, and I think it's over.
I mean, the Giants definitely have been reeling. The fact that they came back and won that game against the Brewers yesterday
was big.
That was big for them because they lost four in a row. The Brewers are a really dangerous team. I think that's going to be the team. I think they'll make it to the NLCS. The Giants coming back and winning that game was Thyro Estrada, right, who had the big hit.
Right.
And then Alex Dickerson hit a home run. Like, that was a big late comeback win for them. I'm a little worried about the momentum that they will get from that win and also them being at home, especially in this first game. So that's why I actually think today's game is very important, because it's a bullpen game for the Dodgers, and it's the one game the Giants have a legitimate starter on the mound. But as Corporate Greg says, and this was a really good addition that you brought to the show today.
Thank you.
I would say thank you. You know, you contributed to the show with a really good stat that you had on DeSclafani.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's against the Dodgers. He gets beat up a lot. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh,
anymore,
there you are. I teed you up.
He teed me up, and I didn't have it in front of me. But it's basically,
Greg.
They hit about over 300 against DeSclafani. So, and it's a really high OPS and all those numbers.
You totally could have made it up, and we would have bought it.
No, ads were playing. That's what you couldn't.
Ads
were playing, okay. So we couldn't get
it. That's right.
Hey, let me ask you, we didn't get to this today, and we got Game of Games coming up for you in a minute, but Kawhi Leonard has showed up in a new Drake video.
I love this.
He's kind of dancing.
Kind of dancing.
It's the weirdest thing. He holds his hands up, right?
Yep.
And that's it, right?
Yeah. So there's so it's okay. I mean, his ACL looks good, I guess. I mean, he's able to.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what you can glean from this, but everything about this is.
Then he gets a quizzical look on his face. He holds his hands up. Then he gets a quizzical look on his face.
Wow.
Does that change your opinion of Kawhi Leonard?
I mean, I just Kawhi is such a blank canvas to me. Because he doesn't say all that much, right?
Correct.
He's so mysterious. So whenever he does anything remotely different or like make it just makes it's funny, right? Like the what was his line? I'm a fun guy.
Why did the mushroom go to the party? Because he's a fun guy.
It's so good. But Kawhi is in
the dad jokes.
Kawhi is in the Way Too Sexy music video with Drake. And he's kinda dancing. That's
kind
right.
Of.
Kind of dancing. But maybe that's like the only level of dancing he could do with the ACL surgery. It's probably, I'll give him credit.
Well, he just
for
holds
that.
His hands up and then he looks confused.
Yeah.
Don't you think he looks confused after he holds his hands up?
Yeah, but the holding his hands, it's almost like they're in a boy band because there's a couple of other guys there. But the Kawhi holding his hands up, that has become a meme for everything. If you go on Twitter right now, Kawhi with his hands up is. There's one of him and Janet Jackson, if you know what I'm talking about.
I will actually, at least he's trying stuff, right?
I like it too.
That's the most personality he has shown in anything. I mean, it's not great. He's not a great dancer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not meant to be.
He has not.
They're doing like
not,
choreography like they're in a boy band. It's great.
He's not demonstrated.
I mean, Bradley
Beal
just treated tears. I mean, like everybody's like, oh my gosh, Kawhi's in Drake's video.
Well, how did we rate his dancing, Bergman?
I mean, there's nothing that he does that surprises me at this point. So it's like a 7 on the dancing.
I mean, they're all kind of.
It's a 2 on the dancing.
Yeah,
he just holds his hands up.
And they're all wearing white. It almost reminds me. Do you remember when Kobe did the photo shoot where he was all in white and he did?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, what do we say about this photo shoot? And Derek Fisher had the best comment. He was like, none of us know what to say. He was like, what is the purpose of these photos? It was like the fashionable Kobe one. There was one where it was almost like he was wearing what was he wearing? It was like this white scarf that was wrapped around his head. You know, I just think when Kawhi steps out and shows you even just a little personality, because you see so little from him all the time, it just pops. And you were talking about Lil Nas X with his pregnant, album
pregnant
launch.
Pictures, yeah.
That's pretty good for Drake. And also, let's revisit Drake and Kawhi's history from Toronto.
Yeah.
Drake, like, ambassador of the Raptors, who helped facilitate the whole reuniting of, not reuniting, but the whole union of Kawhi and Paul George by letting Kawhi stay at his house in Hidden Hills where Paul George and Kawhi would meet when they're having their meetings about playing together.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be a thing for a while now. It's very odd if you have not seen it. Kawhi holding his hands up and then looking quizzical.
Oh, that meme is going to be everywhere all year.
Everywhere. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is my game today, and this is Bergman's first chance to play. You've never played Game of Games.
I've not played Game of Games, so.
So Bergman has a chance to score and get on the board for the month of September. We will do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah. Game of Games time, and in the month of September, I won one. Everybody else has yet to scratch. Ireland hasn't scored. He hasn't been here. Bergman is his first day back. Jorge has not scored. Momo, you have not scored.
No, I got to get on the board.
It is so interesting that it turned out this way. Steve Mason acting class.
Momo's ready. Momo's ready.
I'm ready to go.
I will perform a line from a
famous
movie.
I do this at home, too.
Movie.
You don't realize this.
From a famous
I'm
movie.
Like you.
I've seen it. You buzz in when you think you know the answer, when you think you know the movie, okay?
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer. Bergman, Momo, Jorge.
Yeah.
You want to F with me? Okay. You want to play rough? Okay.
Great.
Say hello.
Ooh.
I think that's Jorge.
Okay.
Scarface.
Yep.
Scarface is right. Yes. Scarface. You're on the board, Jorge.
Yeah, Scarface.
Scarface.
Okay. I may not Jorge's. Be good at this one.
Number two. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Greg, I'm going to get this wrong. Is that Casablanca?
No, it's not Casablanca. It is one of those, though. It's a classic. Three.
Momo.
Two. Momo.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes, it is Gone with the Wind.
I was one or the other. I didn't.
It's like one of the most famous lines in the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
I was pretty sure, but I wasn't.
Okay, here's number. It's Jorge 1, Ramona 1.
I don't like
Greg
to go first. Unless I really know.
Number 3. I'm king of the world.
Greg.
Okay.
That was me.
Greg.
Titanic.
Titanic is right. Yes. Leo DiCaprio. All right. Number 4. I believe in the soul. The small of a woman's back.
Oh, Momo. Smell of a woman. Sense of a woman.
No!
Sense of a woman. Sense of a woman.
Greg. Greg.
No, it's not.
Oh,
wait, Greg.
No, never mind. No. I thought it was. I was just going to take it off.
The hanging curveball.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was going to ask you to finish the quote. But
good Scott.
Oh, I know it now, too. Can I do it now?
Did I guess?
Can I do it?
Greg. Bull Durham.
Bull Durham is right.
My favorite
Greg takes
movie.
The point. That's the famous Susan Sarandon speech.
1-1-1.
Dang. I'm thrown by this.
Yeah, no.
It's like one of my favorite movies. Ugh.
Here's number 5. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Jorge.
Oh,
no, never mind. No, nothing. I don't got nothing.
Nothing. Anybody?
Momo. It is one of those frat house movies. It's, what is that?
Greg.
3.
What is that? I don't know.
It's Animal House.
One.
Animal
no,
House.
It is Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Oh, Ron Burgundy is the one who does the cannonball.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Who's not a fan?
That's me.
Me.
You're
what?
Fired.
What? Shocking.
You're fired.
I'm with you, Doug. I'm with you.
I like
Thank you.
You're
boy.
Fired, too.
Yeah.
You're both fired.
Oh, man, that's 2 strikes for you. No,
if you don't like Anchorman, you're in trouble. Yeah, Jorge, you're a Niners fan and you don't like Anchorman.
I don't.
What else don't I know about you? All right, number 6. It's Greg 2, Ramona 1, Jorge.
I can't believe I missed Bull Durham. I'm so upset about this.
Number 6. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Momo.
Greg.
Momo.
Braveheart.
Braveheart is
yes!
right. Momo Woo. Takes the point.
Never again will I watch that movie.
Greg,
me neither. Me neither.
Momo,
thank
2
you.
Apiece. Jorge 1.
For the record, I've only seen these movies in Spanish. The quotes are different.
I'm sorry, I don't have the quotes in Spanish.
Say they'll never take our freedom in Spanish.
Cannot do it. Yeah, you say it, Jorge.
Nunca nos quitarán nuestra libertad.
All right, last one. It's Momo 2, Greg 2, Jorge 1.
Mama.
Number 7. My mama always said.
Greg.
Jorge.
Greg.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is right,
that was
and
yeah.
Greg
fast.
Wins in his debut.
Boom.
That's all we got? That's all?
In Game of Games.
Seven questions?
Mi mamá siempre
Usually
dice.
It's 9.
No, 7. It's it, Momo. I'm sorry.
I miss Bull Durham. I can't even. I'm so upset with myself.
Okay, let's set the stage. Enough of all this. Let's set the stage. Tonight.
I'm going to sit down again.
For the first time in a while, it's been easy to win these division titles.
Yeah.
As a Dodger fan. You know, we've coasted to some of these. Tonight, it's a real pennant race. We're absolutely, and I'll say it again, just like Travis Rogers said this morning, in a flat-footed tie, identical records with the San Francisco Giants.
Just like Travis said.
It is so appropriate it comes down to Dodgers and Giants, given the rivalry through the many, many years. Tonight and this weekend is for everything. It's for everything. Now, if we sweep them and take a 3-game lead, I think the race is over. If we take 2 out of 3, they're only 1 game behind. And vice versa, if they take 2 out of 3. But I'm feeling sweep. I'm smelling sweep. I got my broom out right now. I feel like we're going to do it. What do you think, Momo? Is this a sweep?
I think 2 out of 3. I think they'll lose one. I think the Giants are tough to beat at their park.
I'm telling you, I feel like it's a sweep. Bergman, what do you think?
If they win tonight, it's a sweep. So I'm going sweep.
Jorge, what do you think?
Sweep.
Sweep. We're all on sweep. So tonight it's Knebel followed by Price versus Desclafani. Tomorrow it's Julio Urías, who has been first 15-game winner in baseball. He's been unbelievable. Versus bullpen game for Gabe Kapler and the Giants. And then Sunday we throw big game Walker Buehler versus another bullpen game for the Giants. If we win tonight, I feel like we are going sweep. We've got our aces going, and they've got bullpen games. I'm telling you, this could be the race. It can all come down to this weekend. So tonight, we'll all be watching. We will break it all down for you on Monday, along with UCLA versus LSU.
Big game.
USC versus San Jose State at the Coliseum. There's going to be lots to talk about, and our brand new lineup launches officially on Monday. We'll be on 1 to 4. Sliwa and Travis will be on from 9:55 leading up to us. And then, of course, we got George and Cap wrapping up the day from 4 to 7. Everybody have a great and safe Labor Day weekend. Go Dodgers! 710 ESPN.